American computers, smartphones, and other electronics often end up in domestic and foreign landfills just a couple years after they're manufactured. The United Nations says e-waste is one of the fastest-growing waste streams in developed and developing countries alike, and it can be hazardous if it's not disposed of properly. In the latest from our series, The Business of Reuse, Rebecca Martinez visits a Durham company that recycles electronics and teaches public school students about green technology.
It is possible to buy a computer locally without ever leaving the house.
TriangleEcycling.com and shop.
Many companies and individuals prefer to upgrade to new computers every few years, even if the used ones are still in good working order. Triangle eCycling is a company in Durham that refurbishes used computers and other electronics and sells them at up to 60% off their original price.
There's a Dell Optiplex 780 desktop PC with a 500 gigabyte hard drive and Windows 7. It's Wi-Fi enabled and it comes with a monitor and a mouse.
Triangle eCycling collects computers from nearby companies, like those in the Research Triangle Park, as well as local agencies. Larry Hurst created the business 3 years ago to keep toxic and dangerous electronic waste out of landfills.
Well, we collect anywhere from 30,000 to sometimes 100,000 pounds a month of what I'll call e-waste.
He says it's mostly computers, and more than half of them can be refurbished and resold. The rest are taken to a local technology recycler, which safely strips down the parts for plastic, copper, and other materials. Nothing goes to the landfill. These are lofty goals for a small company. Triangle eCycling is no charity. Hurst says the profit margins are small, but he wanted to show that for-profit companies can do good in the world.
We're providing a role in offering kids hands-on education and how to fix computers, about recycling electronics, about starting a business and running a business that provides a sort of a positive social function like this. That's really our mission.
The other way to activate Windows besides typing in the key.
Triangle eCycling has 8 employees, but much of the computer work is done by interns from local high schools. They evaluate processors and update software under the watchful eye of in-house teacher Oleg Napluev. During the school year, they get class credit. In the summer, they're paid by the Durham Mayor's Summer Youth Work Program. 17-year-old Chris Covington is shooting compressed air across the components of one disassembled computer. It's a cast-off from the Durham County government.
Right now, what I'm doing is I'm airing out all the dust that's in here because some computers, they're really, really dusty. So
Chris is a senior at the South Durham School of Engineering. He's getting school credit for his work at Triangle eCycling. He plans to study computer science in college.
Mostly, I've been helping fix computers. Oleg's been teaching me some new stuff on the computer, like how to look up drivers and stuff of that nature. I'm learning a whole lot of stuff here.
The internship program is popular with Major Coleman, who teaches computer engineering at Durham's Hillside High School. Coleman worked at IBM for years before becoming a technology educator, and 10 of his current and former students have interned at Triangle eCycling. He says the hands-on experience they're getting outside the classroom is invaluable preparation for pursuing certifications and looking for jobs.
In this business, your value is based on how much you know and what you know. So between my school and Triangle eCycling, they're getting a good dose of reality.
Triangle eCycling will take on a new batch of paid interns this summer. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.